Hi, everybody. Terry Brown here at Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is Randy Hopper of Ranger Boats. And Randy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be with you, Terry.
Well, you know, Randy, I've known you for many, many years, and you've been at Ranger just about since the beginning. And you look at over 35 years of making boats. And, you know, a lot of things have changed, in particular in the last year or so. In 2005, we've had so many events that have changed. But Ranger still keeps building those boats, don't they?
We do, and we have a great customer base and always looking for new ones, so it's been a great year for us.
Well, you know, it's funny because as I look at Ranger and you look over the years, you guys have got like a family-type business, and what happens is that it many times I use it, it's analogous to me to Harley-Davidson. Once you own a Ranger, you got to have a Ranger hat and a Ranger jacket, and you got to be the Ranger guy, and that thing, that isn't by accident. You guys have really worked hard at that.
We have, and I'd like to take credit for it, and the continuation of it we've worked hard to do, but it really started out in the very beginning with Forest and Nine of Wood. That's just the kind of people they are, and it wasn't a grand marketing scheme to, you know, to have this following of people that would be, you know, very loyal and buy shirts and coats and things like that. It was just, you know, a down-home attitude that you needed to over-deliver and under-promise, and as a result of that, people like being a part of that, and I think that's definitely where our success has been. It's predicated on their vision early on for the company.
Well, you know, Forest and Nina, of course, you mentioned them, and those names are synonymous with Ranger, but in the last few years, you know, Genmar Corporation has had, you know, they're the owner of Ranger now, and does that do anything for you from a standpoint of significance that maybe the listeners would like to know about?
Well, you know, it's interesting that would even come up. A lot of people don't know it's been 18 years since Forrest owned the company. And I think that speaks well to answer the question that Genmar, when we've been with them about 16 years, and with Irwin a couple years before that, when we were integrated into the Genmar group. But, you know, it's real interesting to me. Irwin and I have a very good relationship. Of course, you already know how I feel about Forrest Wood. There are a lot of similarities. Forrest from the South, he may talk a little slower, a little bit more deliberate. Irwin, on the other hand, is a little more verbal. But I tell you what, at the base, those guys have a lot in common, and I have really enjoyed working with both of them. They're quick thinkers. They are always quick decisions. They're visionaries. They're always flying a little bit higher than I seem to be. So it's been a great opportunity for us as a company and for, I think, for the industry to be hooked up with a truly an independent that is big but acts small. And, you know, there's really no corporate muck. And from the very beginning, I certainly had that concern. And we just haven't found that to be the case. So it's been a great relationship.
Well, you know, Randy, I know you're a hands-on kind of guy. You know, in the years that I've known you, and it's been a lot of them, the Ranger brand has a lot of those earmarks from Randy Hopper on it. I mean, you're not sitting behind some big oak desk and pointing your finger. You're out there in the plant doing those kind of things.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, I tell our people what we do is build boats, and we satisfy customers. You know, obviously, a lot of our customers fish tournaments, so we're very, very involved in that arena and have been from the very beginning. But at the end of the day, we build boats. And we listen to our customers, and we try to build better boats, and we partner with the right people to bring that innovation to, you know, to fruition. So, yeah, that's what I like to do. That's what our people like to do. We have a very strong base of people here that have been here almost from the very beginning. And at the same time, I'm the gray in the organization now. And Forrest always said you need to you got to be able to mix the gray with the youth. And we've brought the youth in, and we have some very great people in our organization that are a lot younger than I am and that are really knowing the business. And it really is, I think you can draw a parallel, Terry, to the fishing and the quality of the young people that are coming into our industry and the professional fishing side and how they've just got a jump start because they've had the benefit of learning from the people who kind of wrote the book, you know, the Forrest Woods, the Hank Parkers, the people, the Rolands and the Houstons and those guys that are out there day after day building an industry out of this. And, you know, it's no different with our people.
Well, you know, you look back at the early days when you were building about one boat a day and all the things that have changed with automation and that kind of thing. But, you know, you talked about the fishing business. And, boy, in the last 2 months, things have dynamically changed. You've got the FLW series now, which you guys are very integral in. But you've got bass doing some things that are pretty unique as well.
Yeah. They do, and we were obviously a sponsor of Bass for many years, and I think we have said all along that we do wish them well, and that's not a tongue-in-cheek comment. We do. We need to grow the sport, and if on our side, the one that we obviously are very involved in now is the FLW Outdoors and all of their series, it's one of participation. There's two different models there. The FLW caters to people who want to participate, in the sport, and we've said all along that it's non-discriminatory. Whether you're male, female, young or old, you can participate in our sport. So that's really the model. And then on the other side, on the Bass side, it's one of viewership, increasing that viewership, and their business model, I think, is to increase ratings. And, hopefully we will both be successful in that. I know that on the FLW side, we're very pleased with where that has come in the last short 10 years, and really in the last 2 years what's happened. It's been exponential.
Well, I'm a big believer in both. I think that we need to have everybody kind of in a big happy family. And, even though that the competitive juices are always flowing, to grow your sport, you really have to have everybody kind of pushing towards the same thing. And that's getting more people involved.
It is. And like I say, they will, if they're successful, it will be because there'll be more people watching. I think their audience is perhaps, from what I can understand from ESPN, is a younger audience. What we cater to is the people who want to go fishing right now. Fox has come in and done a wonderful job, I believe, to make it a sport that people like to view as well. So, the two in tandem are, I think, moving the ball. We talk a lot about the sport growing, and, I hear it a lot about growing the sport. But, at the end of the day, it does need to happen, but we also need to preserve what we have too, because we're pretty proud of that as well. We have a great bunch of customers and people who really enjoy it. They're more than enthusiasts, they're just fanatical in some cases to want to be on the water, and it is a great place to be.
Well, Randy, it's become a lifestyle, and you talk about, I want to kind of shift gears here with you a little bit. That lifestyle equates into angling teams, and you guys for the longest time have taken care of people at the pro level, but you take care of them at the regional level as well.
We do. We have a broader base probably than anyone. And again, that came from the model that was set in motion many, many years ago when Forrest Wood participated in the BSS events, but also actually he helped many, many years ago get what was called Operation Bass then, who was later has become the FLW Outdoors, get started. And so that was real grassroots. The federations are very near and dear to our hearts. Those people not only buy product, which is obvious that we like to sell, but they do good things for America, and they do good things for their communities. And so we support that broader base. And then our Ranger Cup that we come out with several years ago now has been a way to reward for performance, and that steps up to various levels.
Well, it starts at the top. There's no question about it at Ranger. I know, whenever you go to the Ranger plant or if you walk through there, I mean, that family of people, they all believe in what they're doing. And, it's much different than maybe you'd go to any other factory. I think it's everybody has a specific job, but, they all look at the final product, as you mentioned. But it starts at Randy Hopper's level, no doubt about it.
Well, I understand that my job is to protect the dream. A lot of people dream of owning a Ranger that don't have one or have a very strong pride of ownership for those who do. And so we have to protect that, and we take it very seriously, and we have a real passion for it. So, I'm a very fortunate person, having been here 36 years, and can count on one hand the days that I've come to work that I dreaded doing so. So that's a pretty neat deal.
Well, Randy, I appreciate you being with us. I know there's lots of neat stuff coming down the pike for Ranger. You announced a couple of new models here in the fall. I know that 2006 is going to be a great year for you.
Yeah, we're looking real forward to it. Of course, we're well into it now, and again, our backlog is very strong. That's as a result of the confidence our dealers and customers have in us, and we appreciate that. Don't take it lightly. We do have some new product. The Z, of course, was a phenomenal hit last year. We've added a model to that, a 19-footer, for this year. Also, and it's been very timely for the smaller horsepower engine, some great-looking new product that's hitting the shelves right now for 115 and 150 rated products. So we truly are excited about what we have to offer and how the response has been already.
Well, thank you so much for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Terry, we appreciate you.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.